Today's daf is daf Sadi Aleph. And we're holding by the two dots. Yesterday we had discussed the din of Omed, which is the Marhada Machlokas with Akiva and Shimon HaTimni, about whether you have to actually bring into court the murder weapon, or whether it's sufficient for the Aden to report, as Rabbi Akiva claimed. Today, the Gemara raises the question about whether Omed. Now, the Gemara is raising this question without an awareness, at the time that the question was raised, without an awareness of the din of Shimon HaTimni. Because the pasuk that Shimon HaTimni is talking about is Hika Ishet Re'eu Be'Evan or Be'Grov. You wanted to know why it mentions a fist, to teach me that a fist isn't usually lost after an attack. But that pasuk of Evan or Be'Grov is referring to Haka'av Nizekin. It says over there, Beferish, Velo Yamut. The guy doesn't die. In which case, what Shimon HaTimni was referring to in the first place was an omed for Nezikin. Now, our Gemara asks, we know that when it comes to murder, that we need to know that the murder weapon was capable of, under normal circumstances, of we could predict that a weapon like this would result in death. Because there it says, Be'evan yad asher yamut ba, he called. When it says Asher Yamutba, it means that it's clear that this is something that can be expected to cause death. So that's a given. But what the Gemara asks today at the two dots, about a quarter of the way down, is Iboyelahu, Yesh Omed L'Nezekin, Noein Omed L'Nezekin. So given that when it comes to a murder weapon, we need to be able to establish that it's capable of causing death, what would be the din when it comes to causing damage? Do we need to also have an assessment of the instrument of the damage or not? Me, I mean, the total of the amdinan, ba'achi nafka nafsha, ba'achi lo nafka nafsha. Is it only the question of murder so that we have to make an assessment as an ashama yotzei with this type of weapon or not? Avlo nizakin koldu. When it comes to damage, anything is capable of causing damage, or ultimately the Torah is only mechayev you on predictable results. Tashma. Ma bor sheyesh bo kedei la'amid asarat tvachim. Remember the Mishnah said earlier, if lemaisa, any type of obstruction at all, is considered to be the equivalent of bor for nezikin, why then does the Torah use the example of bor? So there it continues to say, just like a bor normally, as Rashi learns, is asarat tvachim. So yesh bo kedei la'amid asarat tvachim. Of course, sheyesh bo kedei la'amid asarat tvachim. So that we need to be able to estimate the statistical results of being attacked by this boar. Are you putim mi'asarat tvachim and afala tocho shara chamoro mate? Patur. So if it was less than 10 tvachim and death resulted, then we assume that it's not because of the boar, but because of some idiosyncratic situation where the heart was weak or whatever. But if uzak bo chayav. Now I'm assuming that what we mean by this is, let's start with the smallest obstruction. It's 1 centimeter deep, right? And as we start from 1 tefach, 2 tvachim, 3 tvachim, so mimata lamala, counting now from bottom up, kachashiv. And what you're saying, therefore, would be afikama. Tefach, 2 tvachim, until you get to 10 tvachim, there's no mita, mita leka, but nezakinika. But, I mean, what that would mean is that amal nezakin kodu. That would mean that as long as it's some type of obstruction, then it's suitable for causing damage. We're treating all borot the same as long as they're less than asarat tvachim, whatever they are, which would mean that nezek does not require an assessment. Well, not necessarily. I mean, maybe it's mimal alamata kachashi. Maybe it's going from down, from up down. In other words, it's saying, asara, if you've got 10, so then you have a bor capable of causing mita. If you have less than 10 by 1 millimeter, so then purt pachot mi asara purta. So then, obviously, it's capable of causing nezek. I mean, if it's slightly more, it's capable of causing death. But mita leka. But maybe, I mean, if you go all the way down to 4 centimeters, maybe not. So the ol and emelach yeshom with the nezikin. Perhaps you do have to assess each particular case on its merits. The kol midi v'midi ki'echad mitzke be'inan. You have to assess the particular case and make certain that it was a statistical reasonable assumption. So we still have no solution. Well, Tashma, let's take a look at the following, and we see our solution. It says here, Yiko aleinovesimo, alaznovechirsho, eved yotzvem lecherut. So if somebody hits the actual body of the eved and causes blindness by hitting him in his eyes or on his ears, so there the eved is yotzvem lecherut, but if someone hits an area against the field of vision, not actually touching the body of the Eved. So keneged a note. So let's say now the Eved is up against the wall, you hit the wall right up by the eyes, because of that he loses his vision. Or keneged aznon, because of that eino shomea. Over there, ein Eved yotzeh v'cheruta. I'm assuming the reason that the Eved is not yotzeh v'cheruta, the fact is that the haka'ah caused blindness or deafness. So why wouldn't the Eved be yotzeh v'cheruta? Lav mishum de beinon umdana. It's because I wouldn't have assumed that that would be the result of an attack like this, which would imply that shmamina yesh umdana l'nezaki. If I need to have that umdana in order to determine whether an Eved is yotzeh v'cheruta, that's the equivalent of requiring an umdana for a nezak. No. That's a special case. Over there, what we clearly have is a psychological response that's causing the deafness or the blindness, which, by the way, is not all that uncommon. The person is totally blind, but he's blind for no reason, neurological or physical of any kind. Or he's totally deaf, but for no ascertainable reasons. It's entirely a psychological thing.
Shock.
It caused these kind of things. Over here, you shock the Eved. But for shock, you're not mechuyev. He was the one that caused this reaction by reacting in this way. I'm not mechuyev. That's a grammar. I'm not mechuyev for causing somebody to react. Kiritanya, we see that that's true. Because it's a mav'it et chaver. Somebody scares someone without actually touching them. He's potum in the chayv in the Ketsa. Takaba is no v'chirsho. Potum. So if there was no actual contact, and he ends up being deaf, you're potter. But that's not because of an omed, it's because of the hamavit, the achazo. But if you held him, so that you attacked him physically, so that he would be chayv. So from here is no raya. Okay, let's, how about this case? Tashma. Chamisha dvarim omdim adon, v'notnin lo miyas. Five things we give him immediately. And the ripui and the shevet, we pay him up front, ach yitrape, to the point where we are certain that this money will cover his costs of lost income and his medical costs. Amdu, now, if we estimated his medical costs to be X, and the number of days lost to work to be Y, and instead of following our planned trajectory of recovery, he starts going downhill in his mitnavna. We give him according to what was reasonable to be the result of this attack. And we don't add. Amdu v'ivriv, and for that matter, if he gets better more rapidly, so that's what we assumed he would be out for 5 days, and he's only out for 2 days. We give him according to what we assumed would be the situation, not according to what actually happened, which we'll talk about in a moment. But in any event, does that not show Shvamina Yesh Omed Nezaki? So that shows that we do make an estimate of what would be reasonable to suppose is the result. No. There's no comparison at all. I understand. We were asking about the weapon, the instrument that causes the damage, and you're bringing me a raya from the nature of the damage. There's two completely different issues. I mean, obviously, in order to establish how much money you owe the victim, we're going to have to figure out what the normal course is of the damage that you caused. What else are we going to do? Pick it out of a hat? I was asking something else. I was asking about whether we need to analyze whether the instrument would cause this damage. So, lamema gavra kamalik tzemi amaka kamalomikatsa lokami boilon. The Vaday Amdin, and I never asked whether we have to get an estimate of what the normal course is for getting now completely recovered from the attack. Not for sure. Kikomi Boylan, I was asking you about Lamemat Cheftza. Iyovet Hainiska Olo. And I still ask that question. Why? Do you have to estimate whether the instrument was capable of this or not? So you still have no answer to my question. Tashman, of course, we already know the answer from yesterday's Gemara. Shimon atimni omer ma egrof miuchat shomasur le'edala edim, and that pasuk be'evan of egrof was specifically talking about nezikin, not mitat. The pasuk says v'lo yamut. So therefore, shemaimina yesh omed nezakin shemaimina. It's clear. Therefore, the answer is yes. We need to have an estimate. The only machlokas Shimon atimni and Rabbi Akiva was whether we need to actually bring the weapon into court. But I mean, certainly, we need an estimate. The question was whether the Aiden's testimony would be sufficient, or the court has to personally examine it. That was a different question. Omar, amdu v'ivri, notim lo kol ma shemdu. By the way, you mentioned that if we thought he would be out for 5 days, he's only out for two, he still gets compensation for all 5 days. That's an interesting thing. So what's the svara for that? We say, hey, Leila Rava, this actually backs Rava's contention. The Omar Rava, I'm on the amdu lo kol yuma. A guy that was supposed to be out a whole day, and the guy gets better, he recovers. In the middle of the day, he goes back to the job, and now he's going to be paid for half a day of work. Doesn't matter. Yavina lay. We still, given what it was that the original estimate was, the kula yuma. We'd give him the entire day. Because the fact that he was capable of getting better and getting back to work, that's a special mishamayu derachmi alay. That's his special idiosyncratic mazel. In the same way that we would say that the damage that's caused by something that would not normally cause, we'd say that that's an idiosyncratic occurrence. So here too, we don't take that into consideration. We pay according to medical norm. That's the medical norm. If you have something unique, that's not the issue that the mazik can bring up. That's right. It doesn't help, exactly.
So you'll say it was a miracle.
Right. Spontaneous recovery. These things happen.
How did you tell?
Let's close the door. The door is
open.
What's that? What are you referring to? The weapon or the course of the illness? The two different issues we're discussing. This issue is the course of the illness.
That's caused by an impact of the weapon. How would you know the velocity? You can only guess that.
You can see what the damages are in the body. You take a CAT scan and you die. Yeah.
It takes longer.
Too bad. We just said that. You weren't listening? We said. We go according to norms. That's, again, idiosyncratic. Just bad luck. Insurance companies? No, they'll never pay up front. Here, the whole din is that you pay up front. That's the beauty of it. There's no, you were attacked, you get your money up front. Now, whatever, what happens afterwards? I mean, although we did earlier discuss cases where the guy could re-sue, if you remember. He says, you're going to blame, remember what the question was, whether you can say that, you know, I don't want to pay you for repo because I'm afraid that you're not going to use the money, then you're going to come back and sue me and say that the illness got worse. Clearly, it's not that straightforward, that under no circumstances, I tell you, not. You can sue for re-estimation or something like that. But the insurance company will wait until all the costs are in. So they're reimbursing actual costs, not the umdana of the nazikim. We're already way past it. It's not talking after.
And there's no place for a Bethian to say, this we know, this we don't know. We'll
sure
there
is.
Of course they do that.
Sure. If we don't have the proper Kalim, we don't have the proper Kalim. They could say there's no CAT scan available here. What are we supposed to do?
Do
what
the amount is, how long it should take to heal. Yeah. But if he doesn't get hurt so bad at the beginning, that doesn't make any difference whatsoever. If the initial impact is more of a lighter, so to speak, for someone. If someone gets hit and the person breaks a bone on this guy, but not on that guy, we still have to go by that, how long he heals, by what they saw at the very beginning. So,
right. Okay. The next thing that we had, it was the case where somebody spit, and he gave a bar, and actually the spit hits the guy. Now, in the other case was Orhevir Talito. So it's interesting, the Rav is Madaik from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says the spit hits him. As much as it hits his actual body. If it would touch him, then you're chayev. If it would touch his begodim, then you're not chayev, which is really weird. I mean, v'nahaviki b'yesh b'dvarim, why is it worse than insulting somebody? Would that be called busha? I mean, so this is an insult. It's not kamina whether you actually touched his body. Amri b'ma'arav v'mishmed Reb Yosi bar-Rav. Zotomeret. Now the Gra takes out the word zotomeret because and there's a simple solution. You can't bring a raya from here to anything. The simple solution is that the Mishnah was referring to a specific sum, 400 zuz. Maybe 400 zuz is only where it's an absolutely disgusting busha. But maybe you would pay 100 zuz, or whatever the case would be, for where it hit the begotten. Fine, so you can't say zotomeret. He takes out the word zotomeret. But in any event, this, what Rabbi Yosef Baravi was quoted in Eretz Yisrael as saying, is that bishob dvarim patur miklum, that actually there is no chiyav for simply saying something insulting to a person. And this is actually a chiddush akro, because, I mean, you'll note that the chiyuv of busha is, the pasuk stresses, v'hichzika b'mevushav, which means there's specific body contact, and that's the only way that the Torah defines busha. However, the din of b'yesh b'dvorim is still, as the Rambam puts it, it's up to the Beit Din. The Yesh Le Beit Din Li Gedor B'davar Zeh, whether it's in terms of Knasot or Makot or whatever the situation requires, just like anything else that Beis Din is responsible for the social order. But in terms of the Chiyav Midyoraita, for Busha, this would be a Chiddush HaKro, that Busha is defined by bodily Busha and not by anything that is just a verbal or some type of symbolic attack.
Beis Din doesn't have to be making Torah, no.
They can deal with the case. Hakol lefich vodo. Now, the question what Hakol lefich vodo meant as a statement following the specific values that were listed in the Mishnah, would that mean Hakol lefich vodo, this is a maximum, but if you're a lower class person, we pay less? Or Hakol lefich vodo, this was the minimum, but if you're a higher class person, we'll pay more? So what was meant by Hakol lefich vodo? The Tanna Kava that argues in Rabbi Akiva, was it saying lekula, that this is the max? Or lechunra kama? Lekula kama, in other words, is it saying lekula that, look, 400 zuz if you're a very important person, but I mean, obviously, ika ani de lo boy, le mishko kuleyan, there's some people not on the level of being able to take that amount of money for this level of mishra. Or maybe, dimodim lechunra kama. Dika ashir, maybe that there are people that are very specially sensitive to busha, that you'd have to give more to. Well, we can see that very clearly from the response of Rabbi Akiva, who argues, right? I mean, Tashma, b'dikam Rabbi Akiva, afilu aniyim shebi Yisrael, ro'im otan, ki ilu ein b'nei chorim sheyordu mirifzehem, she'im b'nei Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov. Rabbi Akiva ends up taking 400 zuz. And his excuse is, he says, I don't care whether this woman is a low-class person. She's still going to get 400 zuz. Right? So clearly what he's saying is that the Shemamina, that the Tanakama was saying, Lakula, look, this is a maximum, but I mean, a low-class woman is not going to take 400 zuz. Comes along Rabbi Akiva to say, no, even this woman will take 400 zuz. But he has to say, let her take more than 400 zuz. Which means this would be referring to a minimum, and now Rabbi Akiva is saying, well, everybody should get more than the minimum. That's not what it means.
And that, namely, that it's not
HaKol
Lefich
V'Dvorim. Amen.
Akiva is saying it's not HaKol Lefich V'Dvorim for everybody.
Right, but which direction?
Both directions. Isn't Akiva saying both directions?
But then he would have given more to this woman. He gives that amount to this woman, which means that the Tanakam was saying you could give less. He's right. Saying, no, you don't give less. That means that
we don't know whether Akiva would give more to somebody else.
Maybe, I'm saying, but what he's saying is that the indication is what the Tanakama holds. Yeah. Tanakama clearly said, nah, she shouldn't be getting this much. And he's saying, no, she should. And then he tells Rabbi Akiva, Rebbe, ten li zman. So Rabbi Akiva was no ten li zman. Asked the Gemara, mi avin and zman? Is it permissible to give somebody time? I mean, doesn't it say b'fer shomer v'chanina ein notim zman lechavalot? Somebody who causes a chavala in someone else is not given any time. We have our information. There's nothing further to discuss. He can't take time to pay up. He pays now, or we go and take away his TV set. So why is it over here that Rabbi Akiva gave him zman? That's only when the attack caused actual loss. Avala boshet over here, there was only boshet. There was nothing else that was involved. So it's lo chasri mamon over there, Yavina, we do give him time. Shamrau medit al petach chatziras, Rabbi Akiva says, look man, it doesn't make any difference, because even though a person's not allowed to be choyvo ba'atzmo, and nonetheless, he's potter if he does, and therefore that has nothing to do with the case. She was chovelet ba'atzma, but that doesn't potter you if you're chovel ba. The problem is, ve'atanya, and the brighter, Rabbi Akiva is reported as saying the opposite. Omarlo, Rabbi Akiva, look, tzalalta b'mayim adirim, you took a very deep dive, buddy, but he'alita cheres biyatcha. All you got out was, there's when the Bali Tosfa says what this means is, you're obviously a pearl digger, and you took a very deep dive, but what all you got was a rusty oyster with no pearl in it. So it was he'alita cheres biyatcha, because the oyster shell, without a pearl, is like pricking up cheres. So you went searching for pearls, and you brought up an oyster. He'alita cheres biyadecha. Adam Rishai, Lechavel Batzmo. A man is allowed to cause damage to himself. Wait. You just said in our Mishnah, even though he's not allowed to cause damage for himself, so you are allowed to cause. Which way is it? Are you allowed to cause damage to yourself or not? Omar Rava, Lokasha, you're not allowed to cause damage to actually injure yourself, but for Busha, you want to embarrass yourself, people embarrass themselves all the time. So, Kanba Boshet.
Most of them, they don't know it.
That's true. So, you really, obviously, she didn't know too much. Kanba Boshet. Says the Gemara, what kind of answer is that? The Mishnah is talking about Boshet. I understand. Rabbi Akiva is responding, even though a guy's not allowed to do it. So, I thought you said, Boshet, she is allowed to do it. So, the Masnis is talking about Boshet, and in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says about that case, HaChovel Batzmo HaFapisha Eino Rishai Potter. No. What Rabbi Akiva was saying to him was that even if she had caused real damage to herself, I mean, forget about it. This case for sure there's nothing to discuss. I mean, lo mi boi boshet bo, there are adam reshar lo vayesh atzmo. But even if she had caused an actual chavala, he wouldn't have had a taina. Afila chavala, dein adam reshar lo chavel batzmo. Acherim shechav lo bo chayavim. Yeah, but I'm sorry, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Ein adam reshar lo chavel batzmo. I'll show you that it's not true. Clearly, there's at least a brayta that says that a person does have a right to cause himself injury. You might think that somebody who takes a shvua to cause himself ra. So over there, the pasuk says, "Nefesh kiti shava levateis v'bisvatayim lahara olaitiv." So there, it says that he has to go ahead and bring a carbon. Right now, you might think it says in a brayta that if he takes a shvua to do something bad to himself, and he doesn't, so there he should be putter, because, I mean, he shouldn't have done that anyway. Because he shouldn't be chayev on the shvua for shvua's bitui. Talmud lomar lahara o lahitiv. Therefore, it says in the pasuk bedafka, to do either good or bad. I mean, ma'at avarishut, afara arishut. Just like doing good for yourself is a devarishus. So too, to do bad to yourself. Is, as long as it's a dvar rishus, so then you would have to bring a korban if you didn't keep your oath. So avi nishba la rabatz mavalo heira. Now obviously that means that it's rishus to do bad to yourself, right? Or mashmo, maybe the bad that it's referring to is to be eshev betanit. So I mean, that's doing bad to yourself. You can't eat, but that type of thing is not considered to be a chavala. No. That can't be what it's referring to, because the lahara laitiv, we darshan over there that if you're lahara laitiv to somebody else, so then enochinami, you would be potter, because you're not allowed to be meirat to somebody else, right? So then, but then the equivalent case is impossible. I mean, what would be the case then? Somebody makes a shvua to do bad to someone else. I mean, how are you going to do bad to someone else to make him keep a tainis? What does that mean? How can he cause somebody else to keep a tanit? Well, why not? What do you mean? You make a shvua that I'm going to make that guy fast by locking him into the closet. So he's going to fast, but good. So why can't that be the case? No, it says beferish in a bright vatanya zohar ra'at acherim. What are we referring to? To someone else. That is not included. What are we referring to? What? I'm going to beat that guy. I'm going to smash his brains in. I mean, so that's talking about the shvua that you made. And over there it says that you're potter because it's not reshut. So then that means the equivalent case for yourself is that you're going to bash your head in. So then that's saying that is reshut. So clearly there's some tana that holds Tanoihi. Ikalaman Diomer Ein Adam Rishai L'Chavel Batzmo, which is Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. And Ikalaman Diomer Adam Rishai L'Chavel Batzmo, which is Rabbi Akiva in the Braita. And this Braita that we just brought. So, well, we were trying to make everything work out, Richie. We were trying to make it all work out that Rabbi Akiva in the Braita would fit with Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. It's not going to fit. There's clearly a Shita that it's Mutl L'Chavel Batzmo. There's clearly another sheet in our Mishnah. It's also a chavah batzmo. And apparently it was treta noya libra Rabbi Akiva. And there's a machlokas. So we're not going to try to make it fit anymore. Mantana, the shamat lay the omar, inad amrishay l'chavah batzmo. Who is the Tana that reports that Rabbi Akiva said that it's also to be b'chavah batzmo? Yilem ahay Tana. It's the following Tana who detanya. Va'achatim chem l'navshotechem ed rosh. What does it mean When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, I want you to know that your blood I'm going to take out of your own soul. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, that means, miyad nafshotechem, edroshotimchem, that if you commit suicide, I'm going to get it out of your soul. Don't think you're going to get away with it. There's no running away from me just by killing yourself. I mean, but that doesn't prove anything. Because Dilma Katala Shani, suicide is clearly different than causing damage to yourself. So maybe you don't have a right to take your own life, but you may have a right to cause injury to yourself. You can't bring a riot from there. Elahai tanahu. How about this case? Tanya. Mikar'in al hamet, one is allowed to be korea begadim on a mate, v'lo midar ke amori. And either, I mean, there are two approaches to this. And just normal kriya is not dar ke amori, or you could be mikare al hamet, but not midar ke amori, not going crazy the way the Amorayim do. You can do the type of thing that shows tzar. But certainly not overdo it. Tosis points out that there's crazy cases that we have in the Gemara of 13 different beautiful silk begadim, and that's for Talmidei Chachamim. That's already something special. That Shmuel was korea on Rav. That's not considered to be overdoing it. But an emotional reaction, a maudlin reaction, is overdoing it. Then it already becomes midarkei ha'amori. Omer Rabbi Elazar, shamati shemekarea al meit yoter midai loka mishum bal tashchit. I heard that somebody who tears too many begadim to show tzar on a meit gets malchus, because that's an iser of bal tashchit. What's an afkamina if it's etzim or if it's a begadim? And if you can't tear your clothes, koshken gufo, you certainly can't tear your body. Dilma begadim shine. So maybe begadim are actually worse than tearing your own flesh, because begadim don't have that wonderful characteristic of being self-repairing. And we know that's true lemaisa, because the begadim shine pseded lo hadabek, yada Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would be kore lemanai mechabduta. He would call his begadim that which is mechabed me. And Rav Chista, karav emazge, ben yizme ve'yayka, when Rav Chista would walk in an area that was full of thorns and thistles, and they would tear his begadim, so he would be made lelemani, would pick up his begadim so they wouldn't get torn, and he would let his skin get torn, and he would say, look, zeh mala rucha, the skin is self-repairing. That's not a problem. But when I tear my clothes, I mean, and I'm going to ruin them. Vizeno mala rucha, you can't bring a riot from the fact that your lokum ishum baltashkus on beged, that there should be an iser of baltashkus on gufa. Maybe the very fact that the body is self-repairing is itself a heter to cause injury. And he would say, Zeh ma'ale arucha, v'zeh no ma'ale arucha. So from there, there's no raya. Okay. So how about this? Tadal haitan, the tanya. Omar Rabbi Elazar kafar baribi. Ma tamud omar, why does it say by a nazir that he has to bring a korban chatat v'chiper alav ma'asher chatat ala nefesh? Is a nefesh chatazeh? Why is the nazir considered to be one who has sinned against the soul? It's a l'shitzir atzma manayayi. For a soul that has been hurt by being unable to imbibe. So he was mitzayer himself. Alo dvorim kavachom. Umaze shalotzir atzma elaman ayayi nikrachote. Hamitzer atzmi bi kol davar alachat kamah vekamah. Koshkein. Somebody who's yoshev betanit or causes actual injury to himself is for sure considered to be a chote. So that would be the man di Omar who would hold that also, which would be the Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Then we say in the Mishnah, Rabbi Barbachana was saying over a braita, in which it said, somebody tells another guy, you killed my shor, I want payment. Shori harakta. Or netiotai kitzatzta, you ripped out my trees, I want payment. And the guy responds by saying, well, it's true, I did, but ata amarte li largo, you told me to kill that shor. Or ata amarte li lakotzo, you told me to rip up those trees. So Potter said, Raftim, well, what are you talking about? Amaleim kein lo shavakta chaya libriyata, I don't understand. If you're telling me that that's a valid taina, so then nobody will ever be able to recover anything. Well, you'll bring testimony that you killed the guy's shor. He said, well, of course. You could have asked. You don't have to bring testimony. I mean, I was simply doing my job. The guy asked me to do so. I mean, saying the dover self. Well, you attacked him. Of course I did. He told me to. So, I mean, kol kamine. Omalei Sarabha Barbachana said, so then the bright obviously is a mistake. Asamei, shall I blind it? Meaning I take it out of my list of bright thought. Omalaylo. No, but you have to recognize what it's referring to. Chitargem matnitach. You have to define this bright as referring to a very special case. It's talking about a shor omed lahariga. This is a shor that was a shor aniskal. Or an ilan omed l'ktitza. Maybe this was an eight that was causing damage to the rabbi. It was known to the middle of the rishus rabbi. Or maybe this was an eight that was usher because it was avodah zarah, was an asherah, whatever. So anyway, it's omed to be killed. I don't understand. So then why is Yochi Maikatainle? It doesn't have any value. So why is he saying, you destroyed my shor? The guy could say, well, your shor isn't worth any money. It was a shor aniska. Your tree was a tree that was already had the zoning commission, already said it had to be cut down. Exactly. It's condemned. What am I have to pay you? No. You don't understand. He wasn't trying to recoup the money for the shor or the money for the tree. He was suing him for stealing the mitzvah. That's the point. And he was saying, mitzvah. I wanted to do that mitzvah myself, and you stole it from me. It says, so why does Torah put those two things, one after the other like that, to tell me that the mish shafach, the one who shafach the dam of the chaya of the oaf, he is the one, he's the one who does the kisui adam. There's once a mice, somebody did an act of shechit and someone else came along. For the value of the mitzvah that he stole. So this guy was coming to recoup the mitzvah. That's what it's talking about. And there it says, if you told me to do it, that's an unreasonable assumption. In such a case, a reasonable taina, because anyway, the thing needed to be done. So the question is, now the guy changed his mind and he wants to do the mitzvah himself. Okay, you didn't tell me. This brings a nice case, although he doesn't agree, of the Rabbeinu Tam, where somebody was called up for an aliyah. Somebody else stole the aliyah. He says, so now you stole two brachas. So Rabbeinu Tam made him buy the guy a tarnagol, and to shecht it, he became the two brachas for the shechita, for the kisui adam. So now you have two brachas. We'll buy a tarnagol. But Lemaisa Tosfos points out that anyway, we're not doing these kind of dinim in Bovel. I mean, obviously there are times where you need to respond. Now, when it comes to the din of Baal Tashchit, once we're talking about it, so Amara, Dikla, the Toin Kaba Asur, if a Dekel is a very old tree and all its giving of Tamarim every year is one Kav, it's still Osulamik. It's a, you're not allowed to cut it down, it's considered to be a fruit-bearing tree still. Meitve, Kami Ebezayit Veloyekat Tzitzo. Here it says, how much does an olive tree have to bear that you shouldn't be allowed to just cut it down? Rova, that's a quarter of a kav. Yeah, but that's olives. Shani Zaitim Dechashive. Olives are more choshev than tamarim. Rebbe Chanina, you know, Lo Shachiv Shivchat Bri. I can tell you my own painful experience. My son Shifchat cut down a tree that still was bearing fruit, a te'ina, and because of that his life was cut short. Omar Ravina, mutar. If it's worth more as wood than it is for its fruit, so then it's mutar, it's not something, it's not a magical thing. We're talking about do not cut down a fruit tree. It has to be hashkata. It's not called hashkata if something is worth more for the wood. So it's all basically the market defines where we view something as being hashkata. Tanya Namihachi. Why does the Torah say rak eitz asher teda? And only the tree that you know is lo eitz ma'achalu, oto tashchit v'charat. That it's talking about the din to make batteries in war. So you're allowed to cut a tree that you know is lo eitz ma'achalu. What do you mean that you know is lo eitz ma'achalu? You have to say you know. Just say, rak eitz asher lo eitz ma'achalu. Therefore, we darshan that it's referring to two different types of trees. So it's saying, an eitz asher teda refers to ilan ma'achalu, where if this is the tree that you know, in other words, this is the only tree that's available to you to cut. So then you can cut that tree. Or, if you know that it's, and this is, if it is an elo eitz ma'achal, that's an ilan srak. So if you're going to tell me that lamais, if I need it for the war effort, I can even cut down a fruit tree. So why do you mention even the case of elo eitz ma'achal? Just say, whatever tree you need, you take. No, that's lahakdim srak lama'achal. In other words, to do as little ecological damage as possible is what it's saying. It's obviously not saying go lose the war because you have to worry more about the ecology than the war. But the Torah is saying that the ecology is, it has to be taken into consideration first, and then you do what you got to do. You certainly can't go running around destroying forests and, you know, all is fair in love and war. Go napalm everything. So yochol afilu mu'ule b'dami. You might think that even if a tree is worth more money for its beams than it is for its fruit, so there, even there, you necessarily have to look at the ilan sirak and not at the ilan ma'achal in the order of the pasuk. Therefore, tamud lomar rak. So in other words, it's all defined by the actual value of the thing. That's the meaning of hashchata. It's not this magical relationship to the fruit. Shmuel, aitle arise tamre. Shmuel once had a maisa where his oris, his sharecropper, brought him dates to eat. Ochel, he eats the dates at toibu time at a chamra. He feels in the date a taste of wine. Her lips were sweeter than wine on this date. So what happened? Amalei, my high, what's going on? Why does a date taste like wine? Amalei, beni gufne kaime, this tree is growing in the middle of a vineyard. So apparently it's absorbing taste from the vineyard. So Shmuel says, well, if that's the case. No, the tree is not killing. So if that's the case, bekachashe bechamre kulei high. So in other words, it must be taking an awful lot of nourishment from the ground that belongs to the vines. Lamochar aiteli mikuraya. Tomorrow I want to see this tree dead. Bring me those roots. Did you see that if the value is more to get rid of the tree, you get rid of the tree. Revchista. Revchista chozi tali begufni. Revchista saw that there were sprouts of palm that were growing in his vineyard. Omar le la rise, so he told his sharecropper, akrinum, tear them out. Gufni kani dikli. We can use the produce of the wine to buy the kalim, but we can't use the kalim to buy the wine, because the damage is greater than the worth of the tree. Iboilo, yesh oimed l'nezakin, o ein oimed l'nezakin. Mi amrin l'ktolo hudi amdinen, b'ochi nafka neshama, b'ochi lo nafka neshama, l'nezikin kol du odim alo yishla. Toshma ma bor shiesh bo gedei l'amit asra tvachim, afko shiesh bo gedei l'amit asra tvachim. Hayu pechutim mi asra tvachim, v'nafala toch ha-shoach ha-moro meit patur. Uzak bo chayav. Now I assume that means pchutim, a little bit less. In other words, we're going now mimata lamala, so that it would mean any start at the bottom. So achikama mitefach neitvachim. You get all the way to asarat vachim. So over there you'd be now potter on mita, but nezikin ika amlin nezikin koldur shvamin ainu under the nezikin. No. It means mimala lamata. Dafka a little bit less kachash. Ochikomer asara mita avit pachot mi asara, so it's a centimeter. So then it can do nezikin, but mita not. But maybe leolam in melchayesham the nezikin. V'chol mita b'midik yechen mitzikei bebinan. Tashmai kola no v'sima alas no v'chisho ever yotzvim lecherut. But ika kenegede no v'no roe kenegede oz no v'no shomea ein ever yotzvim lecherut. Now I assume my timer. La mishum debinan umdena. Shema mina yeshul the nezikin. No, it's mishum damrinan. Iu deka avita nafshe. Kiratania Mavid Khaviro Paturmidine Adam Vikayav Vidine Shamai Ketsa Takabaz Novikirsho Patur. But if Akazov Takabaz Novikasho Kayab. Toshma Khamishad Varimom Dimoto right up front Venotim Lomia. And that would include the repo in the Shavas until the point that we assume it would be Mitrape. Amdu and Ayabit Navne Veholech Inodimo Kamasham do in the first place. And on the other hand, I'm doing v'ivri, not the kosher I'm doing in the first place. But anyway, shma min ha'yesh omed l'nezakin. Well, obviously, l'meimet gavra kama l'katzer me'ay maka kama lo mikatzer. I never asked that question, of course. Look, kami boi le'vani amdina ki kami boi le'meimet ha'chevza. I'avid ay nizke lo. And that question stands. My. Tashma shim'on ha'timni omer ma'ay grof miyuchat shumasur le'idau le'edim. Af kol miyuchad shemasul leidah leidin. Shema mina yesh amad lenezakin. Shema mina. Omamar, amdu v'yivri notim lo kol ma she'amdu. Misayel el rava. Di omar rava ayman di amdu lekula yuma. V'yitpach lepagad yuma v'kovid avidata. Yavin alay dekula yoma. Min shemayim luderach me'alei. Rakag v'yigia bo harok. Why? Or according to Gra, no Zotomeret. Bishor bedvarim patur miklum. Hakol afichvado ibaylo. Tanakam lekulakam lechulmakam lekulakam adikani de lo baylo mishka kulayhai. And these are maximums. So dim lechulmakam adika asher de baylo metalatvei. And these are minimums. Tashma minikam le Rabbi Akiva. Afilu aniyim shbe Yisrael rinotan kilo im bnei chorin shiodu minichseim sheim bnei Avram Yisrael Yaakov. And he ends up giving her that amount, the arbameo. So Shmamina, the Tanakama, was saying, Lakula, Kolofkiv Chodo. And he was saying, no, this is the minimum, Shmamina. Umase Be'echad, Shepara Rosh Isha. And he said, Tainli Zman, he gave him Zman, Yavina Zman. Vomre Bechanina, Ain't not Nim Zman Lechavalot. Yeah, but that's Kilo Yavina Zman Lechavala is Dafke the Chas Ramona. But over here, the case was only Boshe, the Lord Chas Ramona, over there, Yavina. Shamra omedet apetach hatzira v'atanya amar lo Rabbi Akiva tzalalta b'mayim adirim ve'elita cheres b'yadecha. Adam reshay lechavel b'atzman. The Mishnah says, afa pisha ein adam. Omar rova lo kasha kan b'chavala, literally in kan b'boshet. But the Mishnah was a case of boshet, and it's there that Rabbi Akiva said, achavel b'atzman v'pishen reshay patur. What Rabbi Akiva meant was, Lomi by Boshwa, but there even Adam Rashai Levaish Tatzmon has nothing to do with the case. And if you don't have Allah, they ain't Adam Rashai Levaish Tatzmon, nonetheless, Chavish Chavil Bo Chayavim. And, but is that true? And Adam Rashai Levaish Tatzmon, Vatanya, Yochadish Bala Hara Batzmon, Velohei Raye Patur, Tabot Lomar La Hara, Lehi Tivma, Tavan Rashut Avara Rashut, Avin Nishbala Hara Batzmon. V'lohira, that is chayv. Omar Shmuel, it means lehira beishev betanit. Oh yeah, so kavataga be'arat achirim, which would over there would be potter for the shvua, because anyway, you're not allowed to do that. So there, what does it mean? Lehira la'shivim betanit, achirim imied motiv lo betanit, why not? Dematically mindruna. V'tanim ezor ra'at achirim akep ploni evtzat mochov. I mean, that's serious chavalah. So it's trait tanoi libra Rabbi Akiva essentially. Man tani de shamer le diomer einan on mershay lechavel batzmo. See le mahay tani de tanya vaakatib chem the nafshut the chemedrosh. Reb Elazar says what this means is that from a suicide miad nafshut the chem edroshetim chem. Okay, but maybe that's dafke suicide. Ketola is shining. Ela high time with the Tanya Bakarin al Hamait, Volomidarke Amori. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shamati, Shamakare al Hamait, Yotarbidai, Lokamishum Baltashrit, the Koshkin Gufo. Why is it Koshik? Dilma begodim shiny, the Pseudolo Adaru, Kyodor Biogan Korlamana and Bechabduta. Refiskarevi Maskipen Yizbi Vehege, Medalu Lamani, Omar Ze Malearucha, Vezen O Malearucha. Ela high time. Must be. The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kavu Brid Ma'atam of Chiper La Meshach Chata La Nefesh. Chibeiz Nefesh Chata Des Nazir. Ela Shitziyatz Vamana Yain. Ela Dvorim Kavu Chomer. Uma Zeh Shlotziyatz Vamana Yain Nikra Chote. Hamitzayer Atzmo Mikol Davar Alachat Kama Vekama. Hakotzeitz Netiyotav. Tani Rabba Barbachada Kabeid Rab. Somebody says to him, Shori Arakta, or Netiyotai Kitzatzta. And he says, that's true, but ata amarte li lo reget ashor, ata amarte li kutsu, patu. Said Rav to him, I'm ken lo shavak te chay livriyata, we call kamine. Omalei, so in that case, it's my omalei lo. Titargem mat nitach in a particular case, of a shor omid la rigar, and ilan omid la kutsitsa. So Yochi doesn't have any value, my katoy, right? The omalei, no, ana bina la mevet I mitzvah, you stole the mitzvah from me, the Tanya. V'shafach v'chisav, mi sheshafach yechaseh, u'maaseh be'echad sheshachah, v'kadam chavero v'chisav, v'chivorem gam l'viteno asura zeruvim. Omar Rav dikla d'toim kaba, osur l'miktitze, meit v'kam yeh b'zayit lo yekatzor rova, sh'ane zeytim d'chashiv, v'omre b'chanino lo shokhiv, shivchad b'ri'i, elo d'kot t'enot b'lo zimna. Om Ravina, v'ima yamu ule bedamim mutar tani rami yachirak etze shetida ze ilan ma'achal. Ki lo etze ma'achal ze ilan tzrak. V'chim yachir shesofalo rabot kol davar ma'atamud lomar ki lo etze ma'achal. Lagrim, tzrak le ma'achal. Yochal afilu mu'ule b'damim, Talmud lomar rak. Shmuel haiti le'arisi tam re'och yotoyim b'utai b'rechamra. Omalai, my high. Omalai, b'ni gufne kaimu. Omalai, what? Mekacha she'bechamra kulei high? Lomokar, I want to see this tree dead. Haiti le'mikurayu. Refista, achoza tali b'gufne. Omalai le'arisi akrine. Gufne kani dikle. Dikle lo kani gufne.